and they're thinking social media, right? Or they're thinking email marketing or otherwise. How much do distractions come into play for those times? And how big of an issue have you seen it be? And how do you kind of circumvent that?
Distractions can definitely be big, and they can actually become more of an issue when frustration comes into it, right? When you start it, and whether you're writing, whether you're editing, whether you're doing research for media contacts, or maybe you're doing follow-ups and you haven't gotten responses, even for that incremental period of time, distractions can become pretty big if you're not making progress, right? Because that's the other part of it, is that just because you carve out this amount of time doesn't mean that it's a guarantee that you're going to make the progress that you necessarily want. You're doing it because you have this desire to move the needle forward, so to speak. So for myself, when I see something like that, because it happens, right? I'll sit down, like, I'm going to do this for half an hour, I'm going to, you know, write this and everything. I give myself, like, okay, I said half an hour, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take half that, see if anything comes. If I'm getting stuck on something, I'm going to take a break momentarily to do something else, to see if that's going to help me jog loose something. And for me, I can't speak for anyone else, that usually works when it comes to the creative process. When it comes to the marketing process, it's a matter of, okay, I said half an hour, but actually I've already completed what I said I wanted to do in, let's say, 15 minutes.
Right.
Does that mean, do I keep going? Do I need to keep going? And at that stage, as I say to my clients, it's up to you on how you're feeling energy-wise. It's up to you on where your mindset is at. But if you complete something, that doesn't mean that you have to force yourself to keep going out of the fear that you're going to lose that momentum, right? So it really comes down to just figuring out what works for you and being flexible on things like taking time away if you get stuck, and really looking at, you know, how can I circumvent where I'm stuck. One of the things that I encourage my clients to do is write it down. Writing it down makes it a lot more tangible, allows you, once you put pen to paper, it's a lot easier to work it out. Or I suggest they do what I do, which is work it out verbally. You know, even talking myself through it is a great way to kind of go, oh, okay, yeah, I didn't see that before, but now I got it, because I'm actually verbalizing what's bothering me about whatever it is that's going on.
Okay, oh, so you're talking about, like, literally verbalizing, having almost like a conversation with yourself about, what is this issue that's keeping me from getting to the goal that I want right now?
Exactly, because okay. There's so much of, like, the subconscious thoughts when it comes to mindset that most of us don't spend one iota thinking about on a daily basis. But when you get stuck, it's helpful to be, you know, in order to build healthy coping mechanisms to push past it, part of that is sitting down with it and allowing yourself to recognize where it's coming from. And verbalization can be and is part of that, because it makes it more tangible. It's not just in your own head anymore.
That's a good strategy. And I know you said that it doesn't necessarily work for everybody, right? But at least for you, it does. And I think for me, I always like to talk to my wife about those sort of things here and there. But then I also have to sometimes also figure out a second way, because I can't always, you know, bombard her with everything too, because then it's like, I don't want to throw more on her, you know, give her more mental load either, you know? So, you know, we both get stressed during the day, and I don't want to add to that either, you know? So, cause as you know, it can be a little stressful here and there, especially when you're trying to release a book, right? As you're getting ready to do in the coming months. And, can you talk a little bit about that stress level as it builds toward release and at release of the book? And how do you personally deal with that? And then how do you help to ensure that, like, the marketing and the PR plan sort of help to alleviate that a little bit as well?
The great thing about having a strategy is that it is kind of this overarching blueprint that you can refer back to, and that, you know, you're not just doing things blind. We have this strategy together for you. We know, you know, over X amount of months, this is what we're doing to help spread the word, and we are working together, myself and the author, as a team, to really get your book in front of the right people. So that means also taking author input on, you know, do you want book clubs? Do you want book talkers? I had a client who said to me, hey, I live in the boonies. My Wi-Fi is really crappy. Can you not pitch me to any video interviews? Because, like, my system can't handle it. So I said, hey, that's great. Like, you know, that's going to be something I'm going to keep in mind for the next few months as we're getting your book out there, right? So it's also, like, having that plan in place is great. Having a general idea of the targets you want to hit is great. You know, whether you want to go more genre specific, whether you're doing local, national, international, that kind of thing, whether you're looking to do more events. And a lot of those timelines outside of doing events is a little bit nebulous, right? Because scheduling the interviews and everything is dependent on the author's schedule. And certainly when it gets closer to release, what I tell my clients to remember and what I'm remembering myself is know where you can go for help. And that's not just like getting an editor, getting a cover designer, getting a formatter. That's part of it. But then the other part of it is, okay, who do I know, as an example, who knows about releasing on certain platforms? Can I get someone who is a wide publishing coach? Can I get someone who's more familiar with this other side of it? Because there are people out there, great author coaches, great book coaches. I'm in contact with folks on a daily basis who do this for a living, who help authors figure that part of it out. Having the strategy in place is great, which is also sitting down and figuring out what you want to do. What can help with the stress level too is recognizing where there's help and you know, who in your community can give you recommendations, who has experience with what it is that you want to do. And at the same time, also giving yourself some leeway, right? Because as you know, publishing dates are one thing. Whether or not the platform is going to play ball with you is another, right? So it's important to give yourself some leeway on when all of that is going live, you know, what you're doing for pre-orders, how you're managing all of that, and also recognizing that it's okay to focus on one aspect at a time. If you're managing the pre-orders, maybe don't worry about booking interviews right now, right? Finish that part of it first, and then go to something else, because as authors, you only